Okay. Let's begin. 17th chapter in the Rambam. Halach Aleph. We're going to talk about ledges now. Similar idea to what we learned in the last couple halachas yesterday about the things sits going over the porch. So there's going to be different kind of ground rules. And again, I can't explain to exactly why such ground rules here or there, whatever. But let's just try to, the hardest part is just to figure out what's going on over here. The picture in front of you is a doorway. And the part that's facing you is the doorway going out. And the question is going to be just like we had with a porch. If you have an overhang, does that connect it to the porch or not? And therefore, the tumah that's in the overhang goes in the house or from the house goes out into the overhang, etc., etc. Same principle. Instead of an overhang, we're just dealing with a very small ledge that's protruding from the house. Okay? And the various things that are attached to the house are, we're going with, I know you're going to say, well, what kind of ledges are these? But the different types of ledges, and depending on how high up the wall and how far the protrusion goes out from the ledge and what direction the ledge it goes in, will all make a difference if it's able to bring the tumah forward or take the tumah backwards. In other words, are we extending the house, the tumas oil, with the ledge that's protruding past the doorway or not? Obviously, whatever's under the doorway is part of the house.
That's right.
But now we're putting a ledge that's going out. So all these little protrusions are going out the front door.
Yeah.
And the question is, do they have tumah underneath them or not? That can go into the house or from the house. So
I guess it was the style of the day.
Are we looking into the house?
Yes, that you're facing the outside of the house. This, you're going out.
Got it.
This way.
So we're outside the house, Charlie.
The house is in the back.
Right.
And you're going out of the house.
Okay.
These little things here are all supposed to be going past and outside the house.
It was that's the style the of the day, maybe, to hang
all
up
these
coats.
Little things. I'm going to explain each and every one of these. And on top of it, there's all things that are going outside the door, just past the door.
Horizontal lightning rods.
What?
I was thinking, Joe. Horizontal lightning rods.
Could be unusual wingspan.
Okay. Could be. So now, when does a ledge become part of the house? That's the issue here. So let's take it slow. Ziz. A ziz is a ledge. Shuyotze mi pesach habayis. It's leaving from the side post of the doors. You see, there are six different ledges, three on the right side post and three on the left side post. And that's just in general. We're just telling you how it's coming out. We'll talk about over the top of the door, the lintel as well. But right now we're talking about the door posts. Okay. Panav, now the picture he is now addressing here is the left side picture. We'll see which one. He says, Upanav Lamata, and it's facing down. That's the one that's going straight up and then down. If you look on the right side, okay, I guess I've got to walk over. It's going to take way too long to describe. He's talking about these pictures where the ledge goes out and then bends down.
Bend down.
Okay. So now, what do we know? V'hoya me'kovo me'al ha'aretz shneim asor tefach ha'pochus v'kan. It's 12 tvachim. About 48 inches or so, or lower, okay, and it's facing down. So that's going to be at the right post, second ledge, right where the gray and the lighter white meet.
Is the gray 48 tefachim? Is that
that's right? Exactly the line.
It's 12
tefachim. That's the 12 tefach mark.
48 inches. From the floor.
Right, from the floor. So it's from 12 and down,
yeah.
And the lintel is facing down. Okay, or anything lower than that. Okay, hareza mevia satuma, it will extend the tuma. So let's say you've got a corpse under that little part of the ledge going out, the whole house becomes tummy. It goes all the way back in. Similarly, if there's a dead person in the house, and there's utensils under that ledge.
Yeah.
Then the utensils will become tummy.
Left some bottles there.
And we say, yes, exactly. Becholshu, with any amount, even though it does not go a tefach out.
Yeah.
Even though we've been talking for a long time that a tefach is a critical number in terms of creating an ohel. We're going to see in a minute why this works. So therefore, this picture of the middle one on the right, it's an elbow going down.
Yeah.
It's from 12 tefachim and down. It's bent down. Even if it doesn't extend the tefach at all, still it's going to extend the tumah backwards and forwards. However, the Rambam right away adds, V'dover Boruhu, it's clear. She'ena maybe, it only rabbinically works. Because the Raisa, you have to have a tefach. So the only way the Tumah works, it's a rabbinical decree, that is only Smidrabanan. V'chein kol kaviyotze bavas Tumah kazu, and any other similar situation when you want to extend the Tumah, she'ena ba'ohel tefach habori, if it's not a healthy tefach, and you'll see situations wherever Chazal say it's brings the Tumah, you should know in every one of those situations, if it doesn't extend the tefach, eina elamidi reim. It's only a rabbinic Tumah that it gives. So therefore, with that little elbow ledge, if something's underneath, Tumah can go either direction there, only on a rabbinic level.
Got it.
Okay. Now, let's pick some other scenarios here. What if Hoya gavoa yoser mishnei maser tefach? What if it's either higher than 12 tefachim? That's not going to the left picture, the third one on the top. That's exactly the same as the other one, but it's higher than 12 tefachim. And that moves it further away from the ground, and that's going to make it less able to transfer the Tumah. It's going to give you three cases now where it's not extending the Tumah. So you're going to see the critical point, if it's less than 12 Tvachim, it's considered more of an Ohel, because it's closer to the ground, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what the 12 Tvachim is important here. But higher than 12 Tvachim, or Bechein, and now you don't have a picture here.
Well,
oh, you have one picture.
Yeah, could be the
No. Next one. Bechein Ataras, and certain designs that come out of the wall, the hapituchim, all different types of designs. That's the very top over the doorpost. It's something that just—it's like a design. You see something just juts out,
boulder?
Like a half circle.
Yeah.
It's a design, you know, in the wall.
An ornament.
An ornamental design that
sculpture.
Just comes out. Okay, hayoytzim min abinyan, that come out of the house. Some comments is like flowers and things like that.
Yeah, there's lions.
So now they're not going to be able to give any kind of tumah. They must extend out a tefach. If they don't extend out a tefach, no tumah, even on a rabbinic level. So therefore, the elbow one on the left side, if it's the same not going up more than a tefach as the one in the middle on the right side, they won't bring any tumah out. It would have to then be a tefach out. Similarly, these little pituchim, these little ornamental decorations that bolt out, jut out, they must be a tefach. Okay.
But this is because it's higher than 12 tefachim?
Yes, I don't know why, but if it's higher than 12 tefachim, it creates a problem. Pituchim, I guess it doesn't matter at all. I'm not sure. He doesn't seem to say, but that's generally where they would put the pituach. But clearly the elbow going down, that is critical, 12 tefachim or not. That's for sure.
It's like the ground is acting as some sort of transmitter.
I don't know.
The
commentaries don't explain.
Right?
I don't know how it works.
Is the tumah inside the house? Or
either way, if the tumah is outside inside the house and there's utensils under the ledge, it will transfer the tumah to go under the ledge if it meets the requirements. Or the opposite. If there's a little tumah under the ledge, it will bring it into the house. That's not it. In other words, is the ledge extending the tumah? It's extending the house, basically. It's extending the ohel. And then whatever is in the ohel, it applies no matter where it is in the ohel. That's straightforward. If it's an extension of the house, then whatever halacha applies to the house applies to it. And it is part of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? V'chein ziz shal gabi ha-pesach ha-yotzei min ha-mashkov. Similarly, let's say something's protruding from the lintel on the top. Even though it's like a reed, that's under the pituach. There's this little thing that goes across the top. It's a reed. Even though it can go across a tefach, let it comes out a tefach to do that as well. So the pituach on the top needs a tefach. The kon of the reed on the top needs a tefach. The other pictures over here, obviously, let's look on the upper right side. If you've got the top one on the right side, it's above the 12 tefach mark, that's a tefach. So if it's a tefach, it's for sure going to extend it, regardless if it's on the top or if it's on the bottom 12, the lowest one. Either way, if it's a tefach, it will always extend it. The thing was that the 12, exactly 12 and below, if it's an elbow, then the elbow, if it's
facing down,
right, it can transfer the tumah, even if it's less than tefach, rabbinically.
But facing up, no.
Facing down, he didn't.
Yeah, but facing up, probably not.
Did we skip?
Did
he? You're
facing up. Yeah.
He didn't. Where is facing up? Did I skip it? Did I skip a line? Where? What happened to it? I know it's there. I'm saying ches. Where did it? I must have. Okay. So I skipped. I'm sorry. I skipped one clause. So I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go back to me. I just skipped one clause. We said if it's higher than 12 tvachim. Right? So if it's higher than 12 tvachim, or shahayu panav lamala.
Yeah, their face
or
was
the
up.
The thing faces up.
Right.
And what's that? That's the bottom left hand picture.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, even though it's 12 and below,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't really tumma, because I guess since it's facing up, it's not like connecting down to the ground. Okay. That's the idea. Facing up is always a very negative reality. If it's less than a tefach,
So facing another up word, is a good reality. It doesn't bring tumah.
Yeah, but I'm saying in terms of connecting to the house.
Yeah. Okay.
So as on the right hand side, the middle picture, it's facing down,
right,
even though it's not a tefach jutting out. Rabbinically, we'll say it's tumah because it's facing down to the ground. So I guess it has a connection to the ground.
Right.
But if it's facing up, then it will not be tumah if it's less than a tefach. Yeah. However, if it is a tefach, it will move it. So therefore, doing every picture on the right side, you've got the right side one that goes across. It's a tefach. It's for sure extends the house. The bottom one across the tefach, even though it's below 12 tefach. Either way, above or below 12 tefachim from the ground, if it goes a tefach, it extends the toma. If it's 12 and below and it's facing down, does extended only rabbinically. If it's going to be now to the left side, the top on the left side, which is the same as the middle one on the right side, facing down, will not bring the tumah even rabbinically if it's higher than 12. It's too high to feel connected as an all to the ground. The lower two pictures are when it's not a tefach at all. If it's straight across, it won't do it. Or if it's even across but elbowed up for sure isn't going to do that as well, because it's not considered connected to the ground.
Now,
okay.
If those are tefach wide, that doesn't mean anything?
If they're not a tefach wide, the only way it works, if it's not a tefach wide, if it's an elbow down, and that's only rabbinic.
Got it.
Only rabbinic. That's the only one.
So
really, the standard rule is it has to jut out a tefach.
And it has to be a tefach wide too, or does it have
to be? Yeah, it would need both, I think. Yeah. So it needs both. So if it has that, it works wherever it is. We're trying to find, well, what about scenarios where it's not exactly going to work biblically? So we're saying if it's elbowed out, even though it's not an elbow down, even though it's not a tefach
within 12
out, if it's within the lower 12, rabbinically will bring the tumah. But if any other of that, higher than that, will not bring the tumah. Elbowed up will not bring the tumah ever, unless it is a tefach out.
Right.
Okay? That's the rules. I can't explain you all the lumdus,
but that's
the rule.
Yeah,
okay, now we go to the halacha beis. This is a little fascinating. No, we don't want that. We want this. There's two big pictures. This is a fairly simple halacha. The picture is worth 1,000 words here. You have, again, a ledge. This is a very ornamental ledge. You could find this in many houses.
Yeah.
And it's connected to the walls of the house. And it's just extending out. Okay, it's just extending out. Now, in the front, you have it encroaching into over the door.
Yeah.
And that's the critical point, because now it's like a ledge that's over the door. Is it going to consider that part that's under the ledge in front of the door an extension of the house? And by the extension of that, it extends it all the way. Could it extend it all the way around the ledge, all the way across the front, and all the way down the back? That's the issue over here. You follow?
Yeah.
Because since that ledge is over the door,
right?
So theoretically it's creating an ohel going down in front of the door, and now you're connecting the inner house to the outside under the ledge. Now, theoretically, maybe it just goes all the way around and down the back and the side and everything. So, therefore, if you have, again, if you have a mace in the house, could it transfer out and affect Kalim under the ledge outside, or vice versa? If you have a mace under the ledge, could it transfer it into the house? That's the issue over here. So, Ziz, Shehu, Solvevis, Kolobais, you've got a ledge that's surrounding the house. And va'ocha literally means that it eats into, but it means it penetrates. But Pesach Habayis, it goes one tefach in across over the door. So as it's coming from left to right, and it's coming now, the ledge is coming over the door. If it goes over, eats into on top of the door, one tefach, that's the case. If that's what it does, then maybe as satuma, it's able to transfer the tumah all the way around.
Whoa.
Because now you've got a tefach over the door, so that it extends to go over the door, and then it just goes all the way around backwards and forwards.
Now, does it go in the house?
Yes.
Okay.
So let's say that little black thing on the left side was the tumah.
Right.
So it just goes right up and goes right across from left to right over the ledge, and that ledge is connected to the house and goes right into the house, and vice versa. There's a corpse in the house and that black thing is a utensil, then that utensil becomes something. But that's only if the ledge is over the door and it's gone penetrated one tefach across.
How much does the
now of course it still has to be a tefach out.
Yeah.
Always has to be a tefach out.
Okay.
But it, to be considered part of the door, a ledge of the door, you need a tefach encroaching over the door for that tefach. On the other hand,
does this matter whether it's a ledge or whether it's like crown molding, like decorative?
Again, if it's one, this to me seems to be kind of decorative.
Yeah, it does look decorative.
If it's one tefach out and across, that's good enough. Doesn't really matter what it looks like.
A lot of older buildings.
That's a ledge.
Houses.
Yeah, yeah. Old architecture. Yeah.
Okay. Now, so that would make a difference. No. Anyway, if you're a kohen, okay, you couldn't be under the ledge then.
No.
Couldn't be, even though you're outside. Let's say the funeral's in the funeral. That's a funeral home. Yeah. Okay, and they got this ledge over
it's
there.
It's raining. You can't
now,
go there.
You could have that. You could have. I'll give you an example.
Okay,
here's the example. Let's say, if we say sofa tuma lotzes, we say tuma goes out, right?
Yeah.
So if you're, I'm trying to remember, it steals. At Steele's, when you walk in, there's like a...
overhang.
An overhang.
There is overhang, yeah. Right by the door.
Right,
the door.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
It's an overhang.
Sure, course.
So then the question is, okay, now, even though the door is closed, but now it would depend...
The door opens.
Where do they take the body out?
Yeah.
So where do they take the body out? They don't take the body out that door when you go in. The one
No, that's what
yeah. But what about when they, but in the back, when they take the body out?
Yeah. And there's an overhang there.
You've got a, just that overhang.
Yeah.
Is it connect all the way to the main thing or it's separate? I don't remember.
They have the hearse.
Where the cars are parked. Not on the, right when you walk out the back door.
To escort the
mourners.
It must be an overhang. Otherwise, yeah.
It is. Because I think.
So now, let's say you're a Kohen. And you're standing outside at the funeral, right? The body's inside.
And you're in your separate place
and
inside.
I'm not talking about that. I'm saying, let's say the Kohen wants to be escorting the body, so he's going to not go. Let's say he's standing outside under the overhang.
Yeah.
Even though the corpse is in these. But since we know it's going to go out that door, even though the door is closed, the tumah goes through and goes under that. So that would be a practice.
So that's the door they were using to take the body.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So we say sofa tumalutzes. This is not has nothing to do with that.
No, it's just what you're saying though. This has to be. Doesn't this have to be the same thing as the door you would take the body out?
But the door would have to be open. But here is for sure going out here. So you're right. Here, in this case, the tumma is going out if the door is open or closed. So it doesn't matter. Even if the door is closed.
There were two doors in this house.
If there's two doors, it's another story. Okay. But let's assume that this is the door that is the only door.
The only
door. That's what we learned yesterday.
Even if it's two doors, but if the door is open, for sure the tumma goes out, regardless. There's two rules. If the door is open, tumma always goes out.
Goodbye.
If the door is closed, we only assume it goes out if the body was going to go out that way.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but here, it's just a regular case of extending the house. Now, on the other hand, let's say that the intrusion is less than a tefach over the door. All right? So now, what if it encroaches over the door less than a tefach? Okay, and we have to add that this doorway is more than 12 tefachim high, because we don't want to probably have examples of tumah derabbanan, whatever. The tumah babayis, then tumah is in the house. So kelim shetachtov tmeim, the kelim that are underneath it are tamei, because here we apply the rule of sofa tumalotzeis. So we see as if it's part of the doorway itself, regardless, if that's the only one. But Eina Mavis, but doesn't bring the Tumah into the house.
Okay.
Because it's not big
so
enough
to be part of the house. So it's one-way Tumah. It's only
okay.
From the inside out
in other
from
words,
the outside in.
When it, the first case has nothing to do with Sofa Tumalotzes. It goes a Tefach over it. It's, no matter what, the Tumah.
It's inside
it's
outside.
But if it's not that much, then the only way you can say it's tummy is because sofa tumalotzes.
Yes.
But sofa tumalotzes only works for the tumma to go out, but not to have the tumma go in, which it doesn't go in.
Right.
So, therefore, when it's less than a tevachin, if there's a body inside, will be matama everything under the ledge. If there's a body by the ledge,
no.
It's not be part of the house, and it's not you're not planning on bringing it into the house, so it doesn't work. The exact same principle is going to be stated here, just with a different architectural design. So he's going to be talking now about a courtyard and an exadra, a covering over, what do you call it? The cover outside. It's going to be this. It's the same principle, but instead of this ledge being on the outside of the house,
inside.
You could have a ledge of the inside of a courtyard.
There you go.
And that's this picture. Now, if you think about this picture, the left side is the door, is the wall to a house that's going to the left. The right side is the exterior door of a house going to the right. And you could even say that the middle is a third house that's going backwards.
Or the courtyard going outside.
Whatever. Or the courtyard going out. Whatever. So you got a courtyard. That's number one. Now, any tumma in the middle of the courtyard just going straight up.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere into any house.
Right.
But what do we got here? We've got, again, this ledge that goes all the way around as a U, starting from the left wall, going across the middle center wall, going across to the right wall.
And it overlaps the doorway.
And overlaps...
You're assumed by a tefach.
The doors, although the picture is not so clear on the left side, but on the right side it's very clear.
Yeah.
On the right side it's definitely going over the door.
Yeah.
The left side maybe it's not going over the door. Question, you got tuma, that little black thing there under the ledge. Now is it going to go all the way around the ledge and into the other house or not? So he's saying it's the same rule. Similarly, if you have a courtyard, shimukefas achsadra, that's surrounding the achsadra, the patio, it's going to be the same thing. Meaning to say, if on the right side it goes a tefach over the window, then even if it's on the far left side, everything is connected.
Wow.
From the house all the way on the right side, connected everything to the left side.
Through that ledge.
If that ledge on the right side is less than a tefach, if there's tumah on the outside that's going to go out of here, it'll go all the way around
less
to the
than
left
a tefach,
side.
Meaning less than a tefach over the door.
Over the door. Over the door.
Right.
Then it can go out of the house, but the tumah in the courtyard cannot go into that house. Exact same idea.
Right.
No different. We're just talking about the ledge on the inside. Okay. Good place for us to stop it for today. The two halachas. Just remember, getting schar for every word we're learning.
Wow, and more.
And snow.
Getting schar.